This is Susie Thorpe
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Now, in the studio this morning, I have Bridget Elwood. She is the celebrity, let me just say this, celebrity hair and makeup artist who's worked on all sorts of things. Good morning.
Morning.
Nice to have you here. Well, I'm delighted to have you here, actually. You've done quite a bit, haven't you, before
yes.
coming and bringing up this academy.
Definitely, and I really feel that I've done so much in all the areas, in hair, makeup, dramas, TV, film. Yeah. Everything, really.
And next week, you're going to be working on EastEnders.
Yes, I am.
Well,
yeah.
I just thought that I'd get that across
yeah.
now.
yeah.
Just because.
I do love working on that show because it's just the people you work with.
Yeah.
You know, they're all great there. Yeah.
Right. So now you run this fantastic academy based in Duxford, Cambridge, and you are able to offer some really interesting courses at the moment, aren't you? Do you want to tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, I've been wanting to do this academy for a while, really. I started off with the salon where we're making people look wonderful and changing their images and everything, and I've been wanting to do this for so long that I've just got my act together now, really, and I'm going to put some courses together. We're going to do them in modules, so they can come along and have a two-week hair course, or they can do a two-week makeup course. If you want to do a six-week course, they can do a bridal course, and we're actually going to teach you how to run your own business as well. And then, you know, I really wanted to do a media makeup course because I have so many girls emailing me, asking me, how did I get into the business? So this has been going on for a while now. So I thought, well, it'd be really lovely to not only have me, but a lot of people that I work with in the business or people I've worked with in the past, to invite them in and tell their stories. So these are girls that have been working on Star Wars, Aladdin film recently, and they're amazing. So we do have, I have a lot of different people that I can invite in to share their skills, not only the stories, but they are getting the top skills. And it is just, you know, something special, really.
It is really nice to get people that are actually working in the business, current
yeah.
business, because when you're at school,
yeah.
you look on the courses and you think, yes, yeah. I must do it. But actually getting it from the horse's mouth, actually
yeah.
finding out what's involved. It's a tough business, mm. isn't it? And if you know your skill,
yeah,
it's better, isn't it?
It is a tough business. And I think this is what I think we really have to get across to the girls. So if they did want to go into media makeup, it's the best training they'll ever have because we're actually still doing that job. And I think it's changing all the time. So you need to be really in the business to be able to teach the business. And just to be teaching not only their skills as in how to apply makeup, but how to actually behave on set, learning about continuity, and really getting to a stage where you're actually ready then to go out
and not look
into
completely
the world.
Starstruck.
No,
the whole
and
time.
Exactly, and they'll be ready when I finish with them. Believe you me, they're going to be ready.
So, yeah. Bridget, what are you actually looking for in a student when they come to you and they apply? Yeah. What would you think would be the best thing? Some enthusiasm, some
yes,
dedication.
Definitely enthusiasm and dedication, but the ones that don't believe in themselves. I can change that. I can help them develop. And, you know, we have got a personal professional development coach as well that we'll talk about in a minute. But just to really, so they are going to feel comfortable in who they are in their skin. Because I think, first and foremost, it took me many years to become me. Feeling strong and confident within that job. Because obviously when you are doing celebrities, it's quite scary. So knowing how to apply yourself and feel in a situation, I think is the most important thing.
Being quite assertive as well,
you've
isn't it?
You've got
when it comes
to be assertive.
Because you are a freelance, aren't you?
Yes,
you
I'm
become,
freelance. Yeah. yeah.
And you've got to be assertive to yeah. charge the yeah. right amount on an yeah. hourly basis and take the work yeah. and not feel that it's not for you. You're absolutely right. Now, this course is also for boys and girls, isn't
yeah,
it?
Absolutely.
Girls and boys, whatever you want to say, actually.
yeah.
It's not just for
not
the women.
Not just girls,
yeah.
it's for boys as well. Yeah. And it's for anybody. You might have somebody who's working in a bank that's bored and think they want more with their life and they feel that they're good at putting makeup on, then
That's really interesting. Of course, it's
change
also a change
life.
Of career.
Life. You're only here once. Let's do what you really want
well,
to do.
Well, that's interesting, because last week I was talking to somebody who wanted to get more people to teach, and they were talking about change of careers. But this is another opportunity. Yeah. You're absolutely right. It's not just for students, which is great, fantastic, but it is for anyone, really, has been interested.
Even mums. Yeah. I have mums say to me at the school gates, oh, I'd love to come on the course to learn hair ops. Come on, then. You know,
absolutely.
You're not going to feel silly, because you're actually going to be in a very, you know, in an environment where we're here to help, and we're here, you know, nobody's counted out. And that's where I feel that I am very good with people, and I can get their skills.
Now, you just mentioned earlier the professional coach. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, that's Rachel Pernett Brennan. She's a professional development coach, and she's going to be filling in all the gaps. I'm teaching the hair and the makeup, but what Rachel does is really special. She's been doing it over 20 years, and she's been working in colleges around Cambridge for many years. So she can help with developing their personal skills, employment skills, business skills, so they'll not only have the benefit of having the hair and makeup skills, but the unique benefit and advantage knowledge of getting a job or starting up their own business. So she is somebody that will ask questions, and we're going to do this for every single student. So we care about our students, and we want them to be successful. And I have something in the pipeline later on. Maybe we can have people working with us when they're finished. Mm. So that's something else that I'm working towards. So,
Bridget, it sounds amazing, absolutely amazing. And I think really needed, absolutely needed.
Yeah.
In school, you get all the careers advice, but actually you need to take it forward now. And sometimes it almost stops, doesn't it? Yeah. You leave school and you don't know what you want to do.
I think sometimes you don't really know who you are, let alone what you want to do. So if you're not very academic, like I wasn't, and I wasn't very good at maths, but I am very good with people skills, and I'm a bit shy at first, but now obviously I have my people skill, and knowing when and when not to talk, and just learning to develop the skills that you're good at, that let's make them excellent.
Well,
it is all about skill, isn't it?
It's something we are trying to promote for everywhere, aren't we, to have that skill. And as you say, it might not be for you for later on, but it is an absolutely fantastic thing to have a go at.
So
let's make sure that we can get everyone into guide to the right place. The telephone number is 01 223 778 017.
Yes, or they can ring my mobile, which is 077 6688 1532.
There you go. Or you can have got a website, which is bridgetelwood.com. So get in touch with Bridget. Bridget, it's been fantastic to have you here this morning.
Thank you.
I really applaud you on doing this sort of thing. It is a case of, isn't it? All skills need to be passed on because they need to continue. And we're always going to have TV. We're always going to have films on whichever platform there is.
We want to help change lives, really. And if they didn't want to do TV makeup, we can then get them having a business where they can do bridal or something like that.
That's great. I'm really impressed. Thank you very much, Bridget.
Thank you.
Really
Thanks
lovely
very much.
To have you here at Cambridge 105 Radio.